Destination, a hardcore logo fan fiction story by Spuffy Duds and read by Andy and Cascade. Billy takes a lot of 2 a.m. walks through the worst part of whatever cities Jennifer plays, asking for it, whatever it is, but he doesn't get mugged, beat up, nothing. Maybe he looks scarier than the muggers. The first thing that happens is the last thing he expects. Joe comes out of an alley, falls into step with him. So, okay, Billy's tripping harder, more fucked up than he realized, but it's the most perfect hallucination. The same scratching sound from Joe's black boots, the same spiked hair, the same smells of smoke and stage sweat. Same old Joe. The wings are new, though, and Billy has to stop walking to laugh at that. Wings. What? Joe says, grinning. The same voice, teasing and familiar and happy. And Billy stops laughing and has to hold on to his stomach because it hurts to hear that voice again. Wasn't expecting you to end up with wings, Billy says. Hey, I got good qualities, Joe says. And I'm persuasive. Yeah, Billy says, and can't resist reaching out to touch the feathers. Kind of gray and ratty. Probably they started out white and Joe dirtied them up because he couldn't stand it. Joe kisses him then, vodka flavored, pulls away and smiles and fades back into the alley. Billy staggers back to the hotel to sleep it off because that was fucked up. But the next day he tries to find that spot again just to be sure. He can't figure out where it was. He should have left some kind of sign, he thinks, and laughs at himself. Like what? Another chalk outline on the sidewalk, but this time with wings? Joe comes back, though. At first, just when Billy's fucked up. After a while, almost any time he's alone. So almost all the time Jennifer's not on stage or rehearsing. Joe doesn't have any more respect for privacy than when he was alive. Shows up when Billy's trying to sleep. When he's jacking off, when he's in the bathtub. Joe hunkers down on the bathroom floor, hooks an elbow and the tip of a wing over the tub edge, talks and talks about how great it is up there, food and sex and music all the time. What you fucking around down here for, then, Billy says. Most of it is great, Joe says, but I can't get used to rock and roll is fat and ugly on the harp. Billy cracks up. He laughs a lot more with Joe than with anybody alive. I'm serious, Billiam, Joe says. When you get in there? Fucking bored without you. No rush, Billy says, and slides underwater, closes his eyes, holds his breath as long as he can. Joe's gone when he surfaces. For somebody with no fucking patience, Joe was always great at wearing people down. And he just keeps at it. Billy never gets a full night of sleep anymore, and whenever he tries to tell Joe to leave him alone for just a few fucking minutes, Joe kisses him, gets his fingers in the back of Billy's hair, pulls at it just hard enough while he's kissing. I'm bored, he says, and bites a little. And I'm fucking lonely, okay? And pulls harder. It would make sense to spend more time around other people. To have somebody else sleep with him to keep Joe away. Billy tries that a few times. He ends up kicking them out of his room, waiting for Joe to show up. He's starting to lose it in rehearsals a little, sometimes even on stage. He's just so fucking tired and distracted, and yeah, the money's great, but it doesn't seem important anymore. The band manager has a talk with him. Billy nods off in the middle of it. After they cut him loose, Billy just holes up in his hotel room. Joe's there all the time, talking and talking, and Billy's dazed. He can't remember when he slept last, or ate. There was room service, but that was maybe before he got fired? This time when he says, no rush, he realizes that he doesn't know why. He roots through all his luggage, finds every fucking pill he's got. He's not even sure what all of them are, and washes the whole multicolored fistful down with some vodka. curls up on the bed. Joe sits beside him, wings bent up awkwardly, and holds gently onto one wrist. Billy presses his face up against the side of Joe's thigh. Heaven, he says, and laughs. Such a weird place to be headed. And Joe looks down at him and gets a smile Billy hasn't seen since before Joe died, Billy's least favorite one. His, "I am not only going to fuck you over, I am going to make fun of you for letting me," smile. "Yeah, it's sweet that you believe that part, Billiam," Joe says, and tightens his grip. The end. This has been Destination, written by Spuffy Duds and read by Andy and Cascade. Thank you for listening.